and another interview for you now with Rachel Barber, who's on the board of the directors here at the museum, but also the Auglaize County Historical Society Administrator. Rachel, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks so much for visiting Wapakoneta today.
We were able to meet you 3 years ago, when we were here for the 50th anniversary of the mission. Now we're back for the 50th anniversary of the museum. Tell us a little bit about your involvement in both those events and about, you know, the excitement today for the 50th anniversary.
Well, the thing about Neil Armstrong's story is that it's not just in the past for us. It's not just something in words. It's something that we live out every day. There are so many sites in Wapakoneta and Auglaize County that still reflect Neil Armstrong's presence. So his birthplace is here, his boyhood home, the schools he attended, the church he attended, the places his father worked, all the stores, the drugstore he worked to earn his money for flying lessons. And so, you know, that we're kind of immersed in that history all the time. And in 1972, the museum became part of that story as well. So when we planned the anniversary events in 2019, and up through today, you know, we always look at ways to connect people in different ways. Because, you know, some people say, I'm not interested in aviation, I'm not interested in space. Maybe they're not they don't think they're interested in history.
Sure.
But we know that we can find a way for them to connect to that story.
How did you first become interested in history and with the story of Wapakoneta here?
Well, I grew up in Wapakoneta, and actually my mom, who's listening today, was a high school classmate of Neil's.
Hi, Mom.
And, and so, you know, when Neil came back for those homecomings, the class of 47 was invited as special guests. And so, you know, I can look, I don't remember the events very specifically, but, you know, we have pictures and, oh, here we are. And, you know, here are my parents shaking Neil's hands. Here's the 1969 homecoming parade. So again, it's something that I always grew up with. And with working for the Auglaize County Historical Society, of course, this is an important part of the whole county's history that that we try to share all the time.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, you were telling us about your First on the Moon initiative and all of that. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because when we were driving in, I kept seeing signs saying First on the Moon, First on the Moon. And, you know, you don't need directions after a certain point because you just follow those signs and you'll end up here. So what is your involvement with that?
Well, that is the phrase that we adopted thanks to John Zuez, whom you interviewed a little while ago, saying, you know, this is part of our identity as a community and we should embrace it and be so proud of it. And all the folks who gathered together to plan for the Apollo 11 anniversary in 2019, and that was a three-year planning effort, we really enjoyed the experience so much, enjoyed the opportunity to collaborate in ways that perhaps we hadn't for a long time. And I'm talking about the Y and the Art Center, the Historical Society, the school system, the library system, all of those, the chamber, and the museum, of course, all those entities sharing that story in their own special ways. And we did not want that experience to end after the 50th anniversary of the moon landing was over. So we continued on, formed a nonprofit organization, and First on the Moon today presents a variety of public arts and humanities programming that connects Wapakoneta and Auglaize County to its to their unique roles as places where Neil Armstrong grew up. So, for example, earlier in this year, we hosted two programs, one by Matt Donahue, one by Ben Green, both of Bowling Green, and they placed the museum's construction in the context of 1972. What was happening in pop culture? What was happening in politics? Of course, 1972, very pivotal in politics with, you know, Watergate. People didn't even really know what was, at this point in 72, people didn't know how that was all going to play out. And you may have heard already that Trisha Nixon Cox was the special guest here on July the 20th of 1972 to present a moon rock to the museum. And it's a funny story because if you look back at the newspapers, they were saying, well, gosh, it won't be open by July 20th in an official way. We'll have what we would now call a soft opening.
Sure.
We'll open the doors, but our exhibits won't all be done, so we won't make a big deal about it. And then maybe a week or less before July 20th, 50 years ago, the Republicans in Ohio heard that, what, Trish Nixon Cox was planning to come. And still for about a day and a half, they said, yeah, gosh, that's too bad. She was going to come and we weren't going to do anything. And then all of a sudden, it must have clicked with people. Well, if Trisha Nixon Cox is willing to come, we should make a big deal of
sure.
this.
Yeah.
And
sure.
so that was part of the special opening they had on July 20th, even though the museum wasn't quite finished then.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
And shows really the power of, you know, a special person coming to share the museum with you.
Yeah.
I'm sure you probably have so many stories in regards to the behind the scenes of this museum and also maybe a little bit of insight into Armstrong's life. Is there maybe another story you could share, maybe a surprising one that maybe people wouldn't realize about the museum or Armstrong's connection to Wapakoneta?
Not to put you on the spot or anything.
Well, I just think, you know, sometimes when we look at what is a celebrity today, you know, we have a stereotype, and Neil Armstrong would never fit into that little box about
right.
he did not want to be a celebrity.
Right.
You know, he was a pilot. He was an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And because he excelled at those things, that's how he became the first person to walk on the moon. And so people say, well, gosh, he didn't, you know, he didn't come back to Wapakoneta often enough or, you know, whatever. But that's not what his persona was.
Sure, sure.
And I think the persona he had made him the person who was the perfect person to be the first one on the moon.
Sure.
And that's something that we try to emphasize. It's not about us putting him into a specific stereotype. And look at all the people who call themselves celebrities mm-hmm. today who, you know, pale in comparison with Neil Armstrong's accomplishments. But he did what sure. needed to be done.
Sure, sure. Well, I could talk to you for so much longer. It's so great, Rachel, to chat with you today. I love conversations about history and all the stories that I'm sure that you have in your back pocket that I could, you know, ask you about. But thank you so much for joining us today.
May I just say one
yes,
more thing?
Yes, absolutely.
So with First on the Moon, we have just unveiled an amazing new sculpture downtown as well as a wonderful mural. And again, we try to connect the whole community with this story. So we hope that people will visit and not just visit the museum, which will be a wonderful experience,
sure.
but come into Wapakoneta and learn the rest of the story.
Mm.
And this sculpture we have is a 7-foot tall helmet with a reflective face. So it's wonderful and interactive. And the mural is pop mural because we want to connect people
sure.
today to mm-hmm. that story as well.
Fantastic. We'll make sure to head downtown as well. That was Rachel Barber, the board of directors here at the museum, but also the Auglaize County Historical Society administrator. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you.